When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. There's something I need to... I need to talk about it because I'm so disturbed.
Oh, God. You know what? When you're disturbed, that means we got to talk.
It was disturbing, Manus.
What happened?
Well, I've got to be very delicate about this because I don't want anyone to get offended. But, oh, my God, Manus. Oh, my God. I went to a Guns N' Roses concert in New Orleans. And you know how people post things on social media and it's like, look how cool my life is, look how cool my life is, you know, and they kind of like make their life look really cool.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I'm doing the funnest things, everything's so fun, I'm so cool, and everything's fun and cool. How cool am I? You know that? I did take real pictures. Real ones. Not like, here's Axel singing Paradise City and like... Isn't this cool? No, I took real ones of what was really happening around me. And I didn't post them for a host of reasons. But I feel like I can talk about them.
Okay.
Because then you won't actually see the people. Because did you see what this one monstrous, horrendous girl did? She was a model. What was her name? Nicole, Google this. Danny something, maybe? She was in a gym locker room. I'm diverting subjects for a second, but this girl's in a gym locker room, and she's covering her mouth, and she takes a selfie with her phone, and in the background is, like, an older naked lady in the shower. It was a huge thing, and she's like, if I can't unsee this, you can't either, and posted it on social.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it was a huge...
Oh, you know, there's some people I hate in the world.
Huge. That's it. What's her name, though? She was a Playboy bunny. Here it is, Janice, look. They blocked out the woman in the shower.
Yeah,
Danny Mathers? Yeah, it was horrendous, actually. It was so disturbing. It was a girl who did it to another girl, like, posted her naked body in the shower.
But I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's
she
against
might be
the law, isn't it?
Yeah, she might be facing criminal charges.
As she should.
Which is why I was like, as much as you can't really see these people and they are out in public, not a bathroom, being naked, I decided not to post the photos. Because I was like, I don't want anyone to feel attacked or, you know, saying less than, but I do want to share this in a way that I think will be as benign as
okay.
possible, right? So it's Guns N' Roses. Mind you, I'm a child of the 90s where, you know, I graduated high school in the 90s, like Axl Rose, all my friends had a crush on Axl Rose. Looking back at pictures of Axl Rose, he was a really good looking guy.
Sure.
They were the hottest band, right? The original rockers, Guns N' Roses. And I had a bunch of friends go to, like, Coachella, and they were like, oh, yeah, it was great. Oh, my God, yeah. Or go to the opening night in Las Vegas. Oh, my God, yeah. And I, you know, like, oh, wow, we're so cool. You know, we went to see Guns N' Roses at Coachella, or were so cool. We were at opening night in Las Vegas. Guns N' Roses, hashtag, you know, Gun Rose, ha ha ha. So they didn't have a date in LA at the time, right? So I said to a bunch of my friends, I'm like, I love New Orleans. I'm like, we should go to New Orleans and see them in New Orleans. You know, city of music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the city of jazz, by the way. It's not the city of Guns N' Roses, which we'll get into in a minute. So, by the way, New Orleans was when I had a show in New Orleans, worst show I've ever had. Remember that? Like,
I do remember.
300 people showed up or something. It was a disaster. Lovely crowd who did show up, but I think, a lesbian talking about health and fitness wasn't a big hit down there for some reason. I don't know why. And I go on record as saying, second only to New York, New Orleans is my favorite city in America. Mm-hmm. I love it there. I just love the history, the music, the aesthetic, the people. I love it.
The food.
They may not necessarily love me down there, or Guns N' Roses for that matter, but...
But you love them.
I love them.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm like, this will be awesome. So we go to New Orleans. We're spending the weekend. To make a long story short, the Cult was opening up for Guns N' Roses, right? And I was like, meh. We were all kind of like, no, I don't really want to see. And everybody else was like, hey, listen, you know, they didn't go on till like 9:45. So we thought, all right, we'll show up at 9:30. Well, we're walking down the street to the Mercedes Superdome or whatever the heck it is, and there's no one on the street. So I'm like, all right, this is weird. No one. And it turns out the concert has already started, but like, there's no one on the street. So we get in there and they've already played Welcome to the Jungle. So we missed that. And I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, my friends are all from LA. So I'm super anal. You know me. I'm like, we gotta go. And they're like, no, we got a pre-party. Let's have a drink. Let's relax. You know, we don't want to sit there for an hour. So we missed the first song and I already want to kill all my friends because I bought the tickets. So I already want them all dead, including Heidi, who said that she didn't think they were going on until 10. So I want everyone dead, all my friends. So we get in there, and there's no security of any kind. None. Zero. I mean, like, they literally are like, let us see in your bag, glance. And I'm like, I'm not feeling quite so thrilled with a level of security, you know, based on the state of the world today, but I was like, all right. Mm. So we're walking to our seats, and Nicole went through hell trying to get, like, these seats and get them all together because there's a bunch of us, right? 8 seats, and it was, like, a whole thing. So the concert's already started. We go. The woman doesn't even check our tickets. We're, like, looking for our seats, and there's, like, 4 people in our seats. So I am like, dude, you have to go. You have to get out of our seats. He won't move. He's huge. Won't move, won't speak, won't acknowledge my existence.
No.
This goes on for 25 minutes. So now we miss Mr. Brownstone, Live and Let Die. And in the meantime, of course, you know what I'm thinking. I'm too famous for this. No, I really am thinking that. I'm like, how's this possible? Jillian Michaels, these are my VIP seats, and this douche won't move. And he's a wall of a man, like this big, gigantic Duck Dynasty kind of a guy. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
That should do it all for you.
Yep, that does it.
So he's like, surely, you know, he's like, I'm sure we can all fit. I'm like, we can't fit. I have 8 people. And you're like,
sure
in our seats.
We can all fit. That's
so we're looking for security. There is no security. None. None. So finally, one of the guys, I said to one of my friend's boyfriends, I'm like, listen, hetero, get in here. Come on, get in there, buddy. Go. And men are like so different around other men. So then my guy friend is like, well, you bought the tickets and I didn't want to make you think. I'm like, oh my God, just please say something. So he goes over to the guy and he's like, dude, you gotta go. And then that a-hole leaves. Well, in front of said a-hole is a monster size Duck Dynasty. Monster size Duck Dynasty.
This is from Duck Dynasty A-Hole 1. There's
another one in front of him. So, huge. So, he had to have been 6'4". And he's like smoking something. It's like a vape thing.
Yeah.
And he's like raping Chloe with his eyes. Like ocular rape, right? So he keeps looking behind us, and my friend Cynthia is with Chloe, and Cynthia's panicking. And Cynthia's like, he's looking again. He's looking. We've now missed the first, like, 8 songs, mind you, okay? So, and I'm furious. I wanted to kill that guy because, like, you know, I'm fighting with this guy. We got late to the show. We missed, you know. I'm like, my blood is boiling. And being me, too, I have to be really careful with how I fight with people because I can't be like, listen, a-hole, get out of here, or X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm me. I can get sued. Someone could take a video of me and be like, oh, look, she's, you know, crazy. It just, anything can happen.
Yeah, but you're also a black belt. And
believe me, I had a moment going, all I want to do is pop this guy's kneecap off. I swear to God. That's all I kept thinking to myself. I could drop this sucker with 17 pounds of pressure to the side of the knee. That's all I kept thinking to myself. And I was like, but you can't do that, Jillian, because it'll cost you $5 million.
Absolutely.
So, and I, but
that would have been fun.
That's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, please, God. I was like, one poke to the eyeball and down goes big boy. But I just was like, I was having these sociopathic thoughts. Like, literally, I'm like, and then as I'm having these thoughts about maiming this man for life, I was really pondering how truly mentally ill I might have become in that, because I was like, oh my God, I'm sick, I'm fantasizing about, like, seriously hurting this man.
And yeah, but you're not alone in that, Jillian.
I don't know, Janice, I think I've become mentally ill or
unstable. No, you're not alone.
So this is all happening. Meanwhile, Heidi went to go get a beer, so she's gone. She's been gone the whole time. She's like, I need a drink. Off she goes with a few of my other friends. So for now, this monster is, like, in front of us. Somebody pukes. The place is, like, half full. Half full. It reeks of vomit. It looks, I'm going to just say this out loud, there is a sea of white fists pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a Klan rally. I'm not kidding you. And I'm like, you know what? There's another, okay, so now everybody's cleared out. It's half empty. There's a girl about 8 seats away, unconscious. And her face is totally covered, but I wanted to post it and be like, you know how everybody, like, is always like, look how glamorous my life is? Like, this is the reality of this concert right now. Like, there's, because her face was buried. I obviously did not take it. This poor innocent girl. But, like, we went and found somebody else because we were actually worried about her. So we went and got someone. We're like,
she was by herself.
Yeah.
They left her.
Unconscious,
oh,
in a pool,
wow,
of vomit. 6 chairs over, the place had cleared out, all like Duck Dynasty, like a Trump rally kind of. Axel is,
yep.
Axel
has changed.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That was kind of depressing. And he is wearing rhinestones. Big ones. Kind of like Liberace.
Oh.
Kind of rhinestone jewelry.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Axel being a redhead.
No.
But he is, which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of red hair.
No.
So there's like orange
wisps.
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 Coming out
of the headband.
Headband.
Yeah.
And Axel's on stage for like 5 minutes and then he's gone.
Where did he go?
We don't know. And then he comes back.
Okay.
And then he's gone. He changes his jacket sometimes.
Is there anything that goes on during his costume?
There was a white python leather jacket.
Okay.
With the rhinestones.
Yeah.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
And then, at that point, fights started breaking out.
Okay, yeah.
With more vomit, and then we left.
Oh, and then that was the end of the evening.
Yeah. And I said to Heidi that I...
yeah?
I've never felt worse about myself. I was like, oh my God. Like, because this was my youth. There was nothing cooler than Guns N' Roses. And that was, yeah.
But isn't it remarkable how It's like the land that time forgot when yes. you go to concerts like that. It's like
yes, but I've been to see the Stones, Sting, The Who, Metallica. Like something about this was so disturbing, and I thought, is it because this isn't the city for this band? You know what I mean? Like, because there were not one person of any ethnicity. Not one, not an Asian person, not a Latin person, not a black person, not one. Not one. There wasn't one. And people, oh, I forgot the couple that was having sex in the row over.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's always nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was happening. I forgot that couple. It was like a Duck Dynasty orgy. With a vomitorium. I'm sorry, I get it. I know this sounds elitist. I understand. And you're probably going, what a bitch you are. What makes you think you're special? I'm just saying, I have never felt older in my life.
No, because you have evolved. There's certain people that don't evolve. They stay the way they are. That you had a room full of people who want to stay exactly as they are and never change.
That's, I think, it. Yeah, I was like, what are you guys doing? Like they were like
Axel.
50 years old, you know, like being wasted, having sex. Another one was probably 40 something. 40. Not a teenager passed out. That's what I'm saying. Like a grown woman. There was another woman barefoot. Then everybody, the whole horde. Oh. And when it ended, the guy, not the monster size Hesher, the guy next to the monster size Hesher whipped his pants down.
Okay, wow.
Mooned the stage, flipped it off, and then said to my friend Cynthia, touch me, this is history. I cannot, I'm serious. I'm so disturbed. There's nothing to this, just console me. And I did, I mean, if it doesn't get too famous for that experience, although I think maybe I'm just infamous now, like I've just become like a D-minus style celebrity.
No. Come here, I'll spoon you. It'll be okay. Oh, just the one little spoon, you'll be fine.
I don't think so.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
It is getting warm in here.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God. You guys and your menopause.
I'm, like, perfect
now. G has menopause,
yeah,
it's
too. I'm still at my sweatshirt on
menopause.
It.
Menopause.
Okay. Men are always that way, though. They're like furnaces.
It's because they go.
So is Heidi. You know that? She's like, I call her smelty.
I was going to say.
Sweaty and melty.
Anytime I ever sleep in a bed with a girl, I'm like, geez, you gotta scoot over. You're like a oven in here, you know?
I always get told
the chick is hot?
Yeah, the chick's always hot. And I'm always like, ah, I can't cuddle for too long.
That's how Heidi is. Smelty. Like, unless it's winter, I'm like...
And I'm sure she's thrilled you call her smelty.
Smelty, sweaty and melty.
Wow. How many years have you guys been together? Is that why, like, did you make, like, a plaque for her? For your...
It is, though. It's sweaty and melty. What? Let me see if it... I'm telling you, it's horrible, Manus.
I don't...
It's just the worst. Why are we on this topic?
Because it becomes so roasting in here because of Janice's menopause.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so Manus, I've got a new topic.
Okay.
It's a bit careerish again as I've been sort of revamping my whole situation. Okay. Over the years, I have a lot of 20-year-olds in my life. I've got Nicole, I got Jake, I got my brother, right? There's 20-year-olds everywhere. Mm-hmm. My sister, they're all 20-something. And I look at their lives and, like, the envy I have for them. And I'll say why, right? I look at them and I see, like, they're just like, oh, I'm going to go to, you know, Coachella for the weekend. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, they're unencumbered. They're lean. They're mean. They're nimble, right?
Oh my God, you sound like you're 86.
I am.
You are.
No.
Oh my God,
listen to me.
To
I'm
you.
Not kidding.
Okay.
Hold on. That's an interesting age. And I mean this in the most, like, please don't anybody take this wrong if anything I mention is not right. But, like, a lot of them still get help from their parents, right?
A lot of them.
Especially in this city.
All of them?
No. Excuse me,
Nicole
not all
doesn't.
I don't get
Nicole
any.
Doesn't. And my little brother doesn't, but I help him from time to time.
Yes.
And I paid for all my sister's bills.
Yep.
Until this past year when I was like, enough's enough. But a lot of them get... help from their parents when they
yeah,
need
and
it.
And that was a blanket statement. I mean,
right?
Say,
it is a blanket
I
statement.
Apologize.
And I don't mean total help or complete support. I just mean a lot. And I know that, like, at 20, this seems like so crappy, maybe, likely. But then let's say you go to work and you get a paycheck. You get a paycheck. You go to a job and you get a paycheck.
Right.
Okay. And you don't have kids yet. Likely don't have kids yet. So... you probably live with a friend. Maybe you have a dog. And you're able to, like, turn on a dime. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Shift, pivot, turn, change, explore, adventure, try. And the consequences of a fall are minute. You don't take down, you know, a host of people. Like, I look at me, and if I go down, it's like pulling the freaking tablecloth off of a fully set dinner table. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You have a lot of people now, that rely on you.
Okay, so now I'm in my 40s, right? Early 40s. And I've got two kids. I've got a bunch of parents that not only don't support us, that I'm looking one day, you know, because I've got Heidi's two parents who are self-sustaining, but I mean, the day's going to come. You know it's going to come, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom's self-sustaining, but like the day's going to come where, you know, you're like, okay, you know, the day's going to come where you've been through this.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like, all right, I'm watching this like a hawk. You know, and Heidi's dad's older and it's all kind of, you know, so there's that. Then you maybe aren't taking a paycheck anymore. Maybe you're writing the paychecks. And maybe you've taken on, you know, in my particular instance, just over the years, I have become so fat and bloated. And I don't mean physically. I mean with overhead. And all of this stuff that, like, I can't... Trying to move is like moving the Titanic. It really... It's like trying to pivot, trying to shift, trying to move, trying to change.
With a piano strapped to your back. Yeah.
Yes! And every day when I get up to run my race, I mean, I can run as fast as the next person, if not faster, but I have a piano, that's exactly right, strapped to my back. I mean, it's like... Hold on, I gotta go to this, I gotta go do that, I gotta pick up this, I gotta go over here, I gotta take the dog, my dog got his ear ripped, I gotta go to the vet. I mean, it is like, I have spent my entire month, and it's all my fault, but it's like, oh, this shattered at the beach house, and this happened with that thing, and that broke over here, and then the dog got his ear, and then the horse had this, and then the kid had that, and then your mom had this, and then you had that, and then she had this, and then the employees did that, and then this happened over here, and I can't even do work anymore. I am just managing all of this bullshit that I have collected, not people, but just also things, the car and this and the motorcycle that. I've sold everything. 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 I literally, and Giancarlo is exhausted. He's a shell of a freaking person for all the same reasons. And he doesn't have kids, but he's going through all the other stuff, right? And I literally was like, I want rid of all the houses but the one we live in. Get rid of it all. I cannot tell you. This is why they say more money, more problems, which I know doesn't make sense. But there is a certain number. There was some number I read where it was like, if you make $100,000 a year, you're the happiest person because you don't have to worry, right? You're not living hand to mouth. You're not, right. How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to pay my bills? Mm-hmm. But then at that point, they say there's no happiness, no greater beyond that. It's not like, yay, I make...
200,
300,000. Yes, because you end up doing stupid things, wasting money, buying stuff you don't need that ends up breaking and causing you problems. And it's all my own fault. And I am like, do we need this office? Do I need this? Do I need that house? Sell all these cars. I have one motorcycle left and I'm still going back and forth. You know, the last time I was on my bike years ago.
Well, yeah, but you're in kind of a different... I mean, it's not just...
Years. The kids are why I don't get on the bike. Yeah.
See, I was going to automatically say when you started this conversation that you have definitely entered into the sandwich generation. That's kind of where you are.
Oh, yeah.
However, you also have an extra dollop on your sandwich because you've got...
It's my fault, though. I have 6 horses. I have 4 dogs. I have a rescue field mouse that we found in the koi food. I kid you not, named Lucy Cherry Cheese. I have a turtle that someone found on its back in an intersection. 14 koi fish that I inherited. Our carnival fish just died. I'm fucking devastated. Fishy. It was awful.
But we...
No, Luddy is still alive. Okay. He's not a carnival fish. He's a beta. Nicole, please.
I don't know fish.
So, my parrot. I mean, and it's like, and by the way, I mean, it's like, okay, there's something wrong with this horse. The dog got his ear ripped off. This happened to this. This dog got bit by a coyote. But I mean, it goes on and on and on. And it's like, I was like, I'm Mother Courage. I can take all this on. I will. And I've gotten bloated and fat in my, and to the point that I'm like unable to move. I can't move. And so.
But you know, you're forgetting you've moved before. So why can't this be, why can't you just say, why don't you mourn the loss of being able to pivot and shift like these two?
I got to get back to the middle. I've got to get back to the, if I could show you my weekend pictures, no. I thought about posting it, but then I was afraid people would be like, oh, poor you. Right. And then, but cause I meant it to be funny. Like I wanted to be like, here's my weekend pictures. Like, and just show like shattered, like we have this glass thing outside the beach house and something happened and one of the huge panels of glass shattered everywhere. And my neighbor, jerk, was like, I don't want him on the beach. And instead of calling me and being like, hey, come over here right now and giving me a chance, he smashed it all onto our deck.
What?
I don't even want to get into it. So there's that, right? The dog gets his ear ripped off. So I'm at the vet every 5 seconds because he might lose his ear. There's blood everywhere. He's got a tube in his ear. I'm dealing with that. I've got, I mean, dude, I set my alarm off in the freaking, the alarm in the beach house broke. I couldn't get the alarm to go off. The police are showing up. There's a rat nesting in the motorcycle. All the wires are chewed. I had to fix that. The car has got, I mean, it goes, and I was like, what is all this crap that I've amassed and what have I done? And I think what I'm trying to say is, if you've overbloated your life with clutter and crap and issues and this and that, that you can't function, right? You can't be lean and mean and nimble and get the work done. You got to start offloading, man.
Yeah. No,
you got to clean house.
I believe for sure. I get that.
Whoa. And for what? And it's like literally, and I was keeping employees that I don't need.
You're a hoarder.
No, I'm a person hoarder.
You're a person hoarder.
I'm a person hoarder.
And you're an animal hoarder. I should say that. No, that's
no. I am sort of an animal hoarder though.
But I mean,
but I have 7 acres, so I can take care of them. But yeah.
However, you're rescuing animals. It's not like, I mean, then there's the animal hoarders that, you know, the lady who has 700 cats. That's
an
animal.
But I am. And like I literally, like our nanny. I mean, the kids are going to be in school from 9 to 3. We don't need a nanny. I don't need a nanny.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God, what's she going to do? And this and that. How's she going to replace this job? And this and that. And, you know, the kids love her. Oh my God. And Heidi was like, I got to be honest. Like, I don't want a nanny. Because she's like, the kids are in school from 9 to 3. Like, let me be, you know, I want to do it. And we had to tell her, I'm like, and I felt terrible. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, we're not going to need a nanny come fall. I'm like, but I'll give you the incredible recommendation. You have months of notice. You know, I'll give you babysitting nights and this and that and the other if you want to do it. But like, even at our company, I was like, oh my God, so much bloat. Anyway, that's my point is like, sometimes you got to say enough is enough. And if you are 20-something, 30-something, like be careful with how much you put on your plate. Because as you get more successful, you're like, I can do more. I can do more. I can take care of more. I can handle more. But you'll drown. You will drown yourself. You will drown yourself. And that's what I've done. I started sinking everything around me because it's just too much. Too much. And you can't compete anymore. So that was my lesson.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes you can't take care of everything and everyone, which is hard. You want to, but you can't. That's it.
Wow.
Not very snappy.
No, it didn't need to be snappy.
Gravitas.
Yeah, sure. That was that too.
I read something very disturbing.
Okay.
I don't know why I bring these things here.
Well, because I think you need a place to share the disturbing things, and you know we're willing to listen.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I was like, well, you know what? God forbid somebody ever went down this path, they need to know. So I came across this article, and I can't remember if it's Self Health. It was like at-home remedies, never to do. What would you guess at, Manus? The douching thing came up again. Oh, no, sorry. Yogurt in your vagina for yeast infections. That's why I wanted to tell you. Specifically, no. I told you. It says the principle behind this is that the live cultures in the yogurt contain acidophilus, which help rid the environment of bad bacteria. Unfortunately, it's not clear if these live cultures will flourish, says OBGYN Mary Jane Menin-Kinin, and you should never, ever use the sugar yogurt, because that would be more infectious.
Well, I know that.
But what else would you put? I saw that and I was like, I knew it. So I did want to bring that up to just reiterate that I was right again. But like, what would you imagine would come up in here? It's pretty shocking.
It depends on the injury, I could guess. But so these are home things.
Yeah,
things,
home remedies.
Home remedies. Okay. I remember when I got a spider bite when I was a kid and I had to stick my thumb in mud because it pulls the, because the mud will actually pull the, what's in the venom in the spider if they shoot out things, and it did work. It helped me. Mud, just mud is very good.
You've
on
been
a lot
getting
of things.
Rattlesnakes, man.
Whoa.
Oh,
big
man.
Boys. They don't want anything to do with us though. They're by the chicken coop, a couple of them. And you know what someone told us to do? The next time we get a haircut, sprinkle human hair around the coop. They don't like people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
this
you
is
live in Malibu,
good...
man. There's always rattlesnakes. I remember when
big
I lived
boys.
In Malibu. Oof.
Big ones.
Yeah, I don't like them. And then there's the king snakes, too, though, that look like a rattlesnake.
No, this is a rattlesnake.
Okay.
No, you want to see a picture? It's huge. Monster shorts.
They're,
It's on Heidi's farm Twitter, actually.
Scary.
She started a whole Twitter for the farm.
So hair. Human hair.
Firelight Farm. Here, I'll show you. Look at the size of this monster. Here. Yeah, she thinks it's... Look at the size of this guy. Yeah. It's on her Instagram, Firelight Farm. Look at that boy.
Oh, jeez.
That's snake numero uno. She didn't post snake number two because she thought it would be redundant.
That He'd make some good sausages or something.
That's a big snake.
Freaking snake,
that's
eh?
That's a big snake.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, are you ready?
Yep.
I've done this. I've done a couple of these. Egg white masks. The thing is, you're like, oh, egg whites, right? It'll tighten my skin. It'll pull out the impurities. They say that's a great way to get salmonella. Do you know how many times I've done that? The egg white mask? Yes.
Because you might
get it in your mouth.
Of it?
Yeah. And it's like just a teeny bit. You'll
get
sick.
Yeah, what about the people at the whole show Rocky was based on him downing eggs?
Oh,
raw eggs.
That was the 70s. I don't know what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah. That was the 70s.
Yeah, no.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay, here's another one. When you put, I've done this one too, butter on your skin to treat a burn. Have you ever done that?
I think I have when I was younger.
Yeah, it says bacteria grows in butter and then it sets you up for a bad infection.
Wow.
I've gotten, I just burned my arm on the frickin' tractor engine block. I've had an interesting year. Yeah, and I put the, I think because you think, oh, it's
soothing,
lubricating or whatever.
That's why you always keep it, should keep an aloe vera plant in your home. You can just, you cut off the leaf and dab it on.
Watch, that's next. Don't ever put it. Okay, here's another one. I told you don't do yogurt in your vagina, weirdo. Treating acne with toothpaste. I did that one as a kid. And their logic was that there's baking soda in the toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing kids.
Yeah, but it irritates your skin. It can burn your skin.
Yeah, that makes sense because of the flavors.
I remember at the time going, this is weird. But I did try it once because as a kid, you'll try anything. Here's another one. Are you ready? Any kind of at-home enema, which I always say don't do enemas or any of that stuff anyway. But listen to this.
Oh, I need a drink of water.
She specifically says, this is a doctor who says caffeine, you know, people who do caffeine enemas, they think that it'll evacuate their bowels. By the way, drink coffee. Far more effective. If you want to go poop. But she says that you can perforate your rectum. And it's serious, and you could even die. She says death is a possibility.
Yeah, but you're perforating your rectum with what you're using to squirt the stuff
in. She says don't put anything in your butt.
Yeah.
But I've always said, any other, like those enemas and colonics and all that stuff messes up all the good bacteria in your system. Don't do that
stuff. I've never done it. Never will.
Don't ever. No.
Okay.
And it also says be really careful with like scrubs that you make at home. With like, so one woman crushed up nutshells and another one did like salt scrubs and ended up like creating these micro tears on their skin, which is really bad for their skin. Gotta be careful with that stuff, yep, man.
Absolutely.
All that DIY stuff, as trendy as it is, careful shorts. Yeah.
Was that...
Did someone just like let a balloon go in here?
You know she wheezes.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, I'm going to put something on Twitter right now asking for phone calls. Hello, all. At Janice Ungaro has crapped the bed again. On podcast calls. Does anybody?
I haven't crapped
have
the bed.
A question for us? They can't call, right? Jake?
No, they can't call into the studio.
We got to call them, yeah.
If so, tweet me your question and phone number.
They're not going to tweet you with their phone number on Twitter.
I'm going to try it.
Who's going to put who's going to put Twitter?
In the meantime, I do have something to share. This is the part where you say what?
What?
What, Jillian?
You guys are all on your phone.
No, I was looking at the new tweet to see that you actually... Oh, my God. But you can't make people put their phone... Hey, how long are you going to... When are you going to change your picture?
One new tweet. I just changed the picture. That's a whole new banner.
But you still got the Finnish flag.
Finnish flag?
You still have the picture of you on the Twitter of you in the Finnish flag bra.
Now I'm checking Twitter. Okay. So.
What is, you said? You actually said Janice crapped the bed.
Yeah.
I didn't crap the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
You know what?
Can I? Do you want to hear what's been going on that I've been dealing with? I got a hello from Nigeria. That's interesting. You know what else I've been dealing with? Oh, well, one girl tweeted me, who's the most memorable person you've ever met and why? Well, obviously, if I have to stop. You know why? Because so many people are memorable. This is going to piss a lot of people off. I guess because it's timely right now. So... I would say I did get to meet Hillary Clinton, and I remember going, oh my God, this is going to be the first...
You met her?
I did meet her. We spoke at an event together. And I do a lot of work
Well, I remember you met Chelsea.
I do a lot of work for the Clintons, for the Clinton Foundation, the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, and I remember I spoke at an event with her, and I got to meet her. But I was like, I remember having that moment of going, this could very well be... the first female president of America.
So tell me.
I think that was kind of crazy. You know, whether you... I get it. I know. You guys all think... I know all of you. Oh, she's a liar. And whatever. Okay, whatever. Nevertheless, it's still amazing. You know, we're likely going to have a female president.
Thrilled to meet Hillary Clinton.
You're still not asking me
Now, people...
You're still not asking me?
Yeah, but you just said I crapped the bed.
Just shot snot out of my nose.
Like, you told... Yeah. You just said to all these people, Janice,
oh,
crapped
the bed.
Oh, how
can you tell the difference? Here's one. We got one. Jake, ready? We're calling Debbie. Are you ready? All right, let's see. Hang on. Someone has to do their job around here.
Hello?
Debbie!
Yes.
It's Jillian.
Are you serious?
Yeah! Oh, I hooked a live one!
God, you've been my idol for years.
Oh, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. Been doing your workouts. Coming to see you in November, second row in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Debbie, guess who's not going to be there? Guess who's not going to be there, Deb?
Because apparently I crapped the bed.
Janice. Janice has other things to do. We don't need her.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, Janice? There's nothing more important than traveling with Jillian Michaels.
Ah, I know.
You know what?
Yes.
Debbie, you're absolutely right.
And, the Debster. That's my girl. For some reason, my phone is ringing from the Netherlands right now. Nicole, would you answer this and find out who the heck it is while I talk to Debbie?
Okay, so Debbie's got a question.
Okay, Deb, hit me, bud.
Well, I wanted to know how you tell the difference between water loss and weight loss, and can I explain why real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I've been doing your program since February. I've lost 29 pounds and went down 3 sizes.
Jeez, okay.
And I'll be 59 years old.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome!
Yeah, I've been in the martial arts 23 years, but all that to say is sometimes when I have a good weight loss, a friend of mine, who used to be a professional women's boxer, by the way, makes the statement, well, it's probably water loss. And I'm like, no. And I don't care if it is because it's a loss. Yeah, but my body is going through through changes, you know, going down in size. And that's what I'm more going by. But I get really confused when people say water loss versus weight loss.
Okay.
And how do you tell the difference?
Okay. Well, first of all, a doctor could tell the difference if they put you in a freaking dunk tank. There is a way to tell the difference, but you cannot. I can tell you the following. Generally, when you start a weight loss regimen, that very first week, you'll get a dramatic response. So week one, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm down 5 pounds. And you'll see it in the first, usually it's the first week. Sometimes it can even span two. It was that first week on Biggest Loser where I lost 40 pounds. You know, that's bloating. Like a lot of that is bloat and water weight. And it's generally gone after the first week of a significant shift in your diet. So let's say you went from, oh, I'm having a couple drinks, I'm having a burger, I'm having a pizza. And then all of a sudden it's, I'm having veggies, I'm drinking water, I'm eating chicken, you know, I'm having some scrambled eggs, and your body will drop, man, usually in women it's like, it can be up to 10, but like pretty much next to never, not unless you're sweating out. If you were competing for something and you were like, I'm going to sweat out all this water weight, even still, I mean, 10 pounds would be like a heck of a lot of weight. So generally it's like 5 to 8 pounds. And then, so pretty much I'd say you're good for at least 20 of those 29 pounds. And over the course of your weight loss, you know, we get hormonal shifts throughout the month. And sometimes, like we were just in New Orleans and I was having hot sauce on everything. And like, you know, I could tell, you know, my eyes were all puffy and, I had like a ring that was fitting me tight or it was really hot and I could tell that I was retaining fluid. But we generally shift up, down 5 pounds, up, down 5 pounds. And if it, you know, if it goes up a little more than that, I mean, you usually see the hit in the beginning. Once you drop water weight, you don't continue dropping water weight. You'll fluctuate with your water weight. So you could go, oh, okay, let's say of that 29 pounds, 8 of it was water pounds. It doesn't keep being water weight. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so that explains why I started out with your beginner shred, did very well, moved on to others. I have a bad back and bad knees, and you know, bone spurs in between my vertebrae, but I just modify, and I'm telling you, it's great. I feel so much better. But when I started your Body Revolution, your kickstart for the first week, I lost 8 pounds in that first week.
Well, the kickstart, and you'd already been, had you already been dieting and everything?
Yes, but there were some weeks that I would go up 2 or 3 pounds, and I thought, okay, I've got to quit focusing on this scale because I went down in size. Within the first month doing beginner shred, I lost a size.
Yeah. So, okay, were you dieting as well?
1,200 calories, yes.
That's low. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing. Beginner shred and that first, you know, kickstart on body, like, that is designed to do exactly what it did to you. You got to remember, I mean, this is my, when I tell you I'll rip it off you, I'll rip it off you. And that's where it's like, all right, we're going to drop the blow. We're going to jumpstart the metabolism. And we're also doing it where we're not just starving you. You know, 1,200 calories is low. It just is. But you get unlimited greens. When you're working at the same time, though, we're offsetting your, we're boosting your metabolism while reducing calories. So we're mm-hmm. keeping your metabolism from slowing down. So it's going to be, you're going to see, it's designed to give you that yeah. zip bang right there. Mm-hmm. And if you just started it and you hadn't been working out, it would have been higher than that. You could have been anywhere from, I've had men tell me they lost 20 pounds that first week. And yeah, probably 10 of it's water. And when you get that big dramatic shift in your nutrition, that'll do it in the beginning. And then it evens out over time. But once you take that water hit once, your weight loss after that is legitimate. And yes, you're going to fluctuate, as I said, based on how hot or cold it is outside, how much water you have or haven't drank. So how much water are you retaining? How much sodium was in this meal? And you really should use the scale once a month as a compass. So this way you're not getting driven crazy by these swings in fluid retention. And you go, all right, you know, I was 29 or I was this much last month, and now I'm 6 pounds down. And if the next week month you check and you're 8 pounds down, at least you're seeing, like, what I'm doing is right. I'm trending in the right direction. So even if you've fluctuated a few pounds in water, you're still going to see overall loss throughout the month. And if you don't, then you go, uh-oh, something's got to be tweaked. That's all it is. It's just a compass.
So, Julian, how many calories a day would you recommend then?
1,200 is as low as I would ever recommend unless you're morbidly obese under a doctor's supervision. And then, by the way, once you're within your vanity pounds of like 10 to 15 pounds, I would suggest no more than a 500 calorie a day deficit. Because once you start to get down to that, like, I'm really healthy, but I want, you know, this little pocket of fat gone, and you have too big of a calorie deficit, that's when your metabolism will start to slow down because your body goes, I can't keep burning calories like this. I'm healthy where I am right now, and we like to keep a little extra fat on for survival purposes. What we don't like from an aesthetic perspective, the body likes from a survival perspective. Doesn't like 50 pounds, but it is quite happy with 10 pounds of fat as a female all day long. So when you get to that place where you're like, I'm 10 to 15 pounds away from where I want to be, gradually up those calories by 10% until you're creating roughly a 500 calorie a day deficit. And then when you hit your goals, gradually up it so you're in maintenance mode. So if you're burning 1,800 calories a day, you're eating 1,800 calories a day.
Yeah, because I log everything in your log book, and that came with Body Revolution. I'm going to continue to do that because it keeps me accountable. My ideal weight, according to doctors in the past, has been 150 to 160 based on my height and bone structure. And when I say that to people, oh, I've got about another 50 pounds I want to lose, they're like, no, you're going to look sick. And I'm like, I think I'll make that decision. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, that's all about them, buddy. Don't let regular people give you advice. As long as your doctor says your cholesterol's good, your blood pressure's good, and you feel good, that's what matters. People are going to get threatened by that because they've got issues of their own. You worry about you. Don't take their advice. Your doctor is the only person I care about you dealing with.
Absolutely, and I just love your programs. It's like, Jillian, I just have to thank you for giving me my life back. And I was sharing this with a friend of mine. This is the first time I have felt alive inside in over 16 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Don't thank me, though, because I'm just talking to you for the first time, which pretty much means that you've done all of this.
Oh. No, you've talked to me often. No, that's all right. It's just my work phone. I'll
How dare
down,
they? How dare they know we're on the phone?
I mean, you're just fantastic. And Janice, I never knew you before the podcast, but I just love you too.
Oh, bless your heart, Deb.
Take it easy.
Debbie,
take it easy, girl.
All right, Deb.
Well, thanks, thank Deb. You. I love you both.
Love you back, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks to me, we had a lovely call.
You know what?
You're welcome. Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.